cruise to victory. The Saints, I understand they're super banged up, but they're also just not a good football team.
I mean, they're starting like Spencer Rattler and Bub Meem. I understand. So they're just like down and out. Dennis Allen's a bad coach. I've been telling you this forever. Like,
they started out 2-0. The Saints did. Offense, best in the league. Clint Kubiak was getting praised to be another head coach
of the
league.
All that went away quickly, didn't
it? Very quickly. And you're right. There's a ton of injuries. Last night was a lot of injuries. The last few weeks, even before they were banged up, they weren't playing well. But anyway, the Broncos cruised. It was never in doubt. It was an ugly football game. The Broncos had lost multiple games in a row. They obviously got back on track. So right now in the AFC West, we know the Chiefs are undefeated. They're minus 1,100 to win the division over at FanDuel. The Chargers are 3-2. The Broncos, of course, have played an extra game last night. They are 4-3, and then the Raiders are 2-4. And so we know one team in Denver has Bo Nix, a rookie quarterback. The Chargers have an experienced quarterback in Herbert, who I think next year is the year where maybe they take the step forward. I feel like you watch the Chargers, and with Harbaugh, you can already tell they're
disciplined,
more physical, disciplined football team, well-coached football team at the very least. And then the Raiders, I mean, come on now. So if I'm asking you who has a better chance and what's the timeline for any of these teams to actually compete in the division? And the Chargers are at the top of the list, and that's still next year, right?
So the Raiders, at least 5 years. I'll talk to you in like half a decade. I guess if for some reason they end up as the number one overall pick, take Shadur Sanders and it works, maybe sooner, but at least 5 years at this point. On paper, as they sit, a million years away, a million miles away. Denver, somehow maybe longer. And the only reason I'm saying that is anyone else watch the Denver Broncos offense and understand they're essentially just running a high school offense? They do not trust their quarterback to throw. Does anyone believe in an offense in which they do not allow their quarterback to throw the football? I've seen teams win for a little while that way. Eventually, it will always catch up on you. He's more dangerous as a mediocre runner than as a passer. So do I think that Bo Nix is going to threaten this team anytime in the next 5 years? No, not really. Which means I got to think it's the quarterback after Bo Nix if I think that Denver's actually going to do it. The Chargers are the only team that's close. They're the only team that I think even has a chance to compete for this division in the next 5 years. And that's because of, Harbaugh and Justin Herbert. They have one good quarterback at least. Maybe he's not a superstar like we thought after year one, but he's talented. He can make every throw, and Harbaugh's a good coach. So they put enough weapons around him. Yeah, I think the Chargers could compete.
In the division, I'm with you on the timeline. And yeah, I think the Chargers will be a very popular pick amongst national media, even more than what we have seen in prior years. This next summer, there will be a lot of people predicting, even if the Chiefs three-peat, by the way, next summer people will be picking the Chargers to win the division for the first time in, at that point, 9 years? Because...
Some people have been picking him for a while.
That's what I said. It's been happening. But not this past year, but it was definitely a trend for a while. I think you would see that again with the Chargers because they'd say, all right, it's year two of Harbaugh. They got to get some more talent in there. And so that'll be more understandable next year, at least. I'll say for this year, not competing in the division, but playoff-wise...
Division's better than I thought.
Here's the thing for the Broncos. So they're 4-3. They get the Panthers next week. Now, it's the Broncos. They're still capable of losing that game, but I think they win. 5-3. Then they have the Ravens and the Chiefs and the Falcons. So they go from getting the 5-3 to 5-4 to 5-5 to 5-6. Then they get the Broncos. Then they get the Raiders and the Browns.
Two winnable games.
So they could get to seven wins with games against the Colts, Chargers, Bengals, and Chiefs. And the Chiefs is last week of the season. The Chiefs might be starting Carson Wentz. It's not crazy for the Broncos to go into the last week of the season and have a chance to make a wild card spot. It really isn't.
It's more likely if they find some way to steal one against the Chiefs, Ravens, or Falcons, based on just the math of it. But yeah, it's not out of the question. Look, the division is more competitive than I was anticipating. Do you realize that this stretch through the season right now, there are only two divisions with three teams above 500, and the AFC West is one of them? How about that? The only other one is the best division in football, the NFC North, where all four teams have at least four wins right now in their division. There is not a single other division in football that has three teams above 500, and the AFC West does. That actually does say something a little bit about the competitiveness of it. The Raiders stink, and they're getting bullied a little bit. But the rest of the divisions don't have the strength that this division typically seemingly has. When I think this division's going to be good, it's bad. And when I think everyone's going to be a laughing stock, it's more competitive. The Broncos are a tougher out than I thought they were going to be.
Yeah,
they run the ball really well. Defensively, they are far superior to what they were last year, especially when Sertan is healthy and on the field. And he's got a concussion, so we'd assume he'll be back in a week or two. They're more competitive than I thought. The Chargers are well coached for the first time, so they'll scrap out some wins they shouldn't versus the talent level that they have. Like, if Harbaugh had the talent that the Chargers had 2 years ago, I definitely think that they were a playoff team or a competitive playoff team. They just don't have as much talent.
Yeah, I hear you on the Broncos. They're just kind of like a pain in the ass. Like, they're not
they're tougher out.
Yeah, you look before the season, we talked about the 6-1 bet for the Chiefs to sweep the AFC West for the first time since 2022.
You're one
still feel good. Yeah, 1-0, but I still feel very good about that. Don't you? What if you? Even though we just acknowledged that it's a tougher out than we thought, I still haven't seen anything from knowing that they already beat the Chargers too. Certainly nothing from the Raiders. And so really the question is if the Broncos get you for one game, because otherwise I feel like the Chiefs are still going to sweep the AFC West. The Chargers schedule is also going for, they play the Cardinals on Monday night, and the Cardinals are just kind of a weird team to figure out.
Kyler Murray's playing well, but they're not really winning. I don't know what to think of that.
But then the Chargers have, so they have the Cardinals, which is a winnable game. Saints, who we just talked about. Browns, definitely winnable. Titans, winnable.
Then
they get the Bengals and Ravens. And the question on will be, how is Cincinnati playing on November 17th? But that should be two tough games back-to-back, along with the Falcons and the Chiefs. So that's where it gets set. The Chargers have a stretch of games against Cincy, Baltimore, Atlanta, Kansas City, and Tampa. That's a hell of a five-game stretch. That's why I actually think the Broncos have the better path to surprise people and go into the last week of the season with like 9 wins... and have a chance to get in as the last wild card, more so than the Chargers. The Chargers' last two games are the Patriots and Raiders. But that five-game stretch of Cincy, Baltimore, Atlanta, Kansas City, and Tampa, that's brutal.
That's a tough way to end your season, I'll say.